Speaking of Iron Ranger, the classmate of Bob Dylan, but more known for her go-go dancing and her cookbooks, is Mona Abel. Her latest cookbook is called Let's Party: Recipes, Stories, and Silliness from Minnesota's Iron Range recipe diva and former go-go dancer. Mona Abel's back with us. Hey, Mona, thanks for being here.
Well, good morning. I'm doing some real good social distancing this morning. It's like 40 miles away.
That's good. That's really healthy. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. How are you two doing this morning? I miss being over there to see your smiling faces.
Well, it's better now that we're talking to you and getting lots of pledges this morning. And by the way, thanks for renewing your membership with us.
Yes, I do. I enjoy that. I listen to you all the time. I do.
Hey, Mona, during a pandemic, is there an official cocktail hour?
No. Not at Side Lake. I'm not sure about anywhere else, but at Side Lake. And when you're a retired person, it really doesn't matter.
Anytime is good. Now is good.
Anytime is good. I probably would wait a little bit longer than now. Right. I have to have breakfast first, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your recipes, some of the things that you remember the most growing up on the Iron Range. And John's been salivating all morning just because I said the word pasty.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know it. And I'm going to be making them. I have all the ingredients here now. And if I get it done before I start my cocktail hour or whatever, get going here. Maybe I make a run over two of them for you, for John and Heidi. Do you like them, Heidi?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't. That's unbelievable.
You know what? I have an Italian neighbor down the street, Joey Iozzo, who's so Italian. He doesn't really care about pasties, he finally admitted. I said, I bet if I put noodles inside of the dough, you'd eat it. He agreed. So I'm thinking about making pasties today. It's a pasty kind of day.
So is there a rule of thumb? There's so many people that say they have the best pasties. What's yours?
Oh,
what's yours?
I'm a connoisseur. My grandmother and my mother, you know, I think I started making pasties when I was about, you know, 9 months old. I'm sure of it, that I probably helped. But anyway, it's the dough is really important to be able to know the right consistency of the dough and when you roll it out. And I've made pasties at the Methodist Church for many, many years, too. But I have found that during this time, the Fribonis in Hibbing makes a really good pasty with rutabaga in it. You have to have rutabaga. And they're frozen. Not bad for somebody that's of a different nationality. So that's my story. But pasties, I have my cookbook. I have the beverages. I have hors d'oeuvres. Then I have preserved a lot of the ethnic recipes that are from my first cookbook that's not in print anymore. So I try to cover everything and then put in a lot of silliness. And I've had people that tell me that they've read my cookbook and they've almost peed their pants. And I take that as a high compliment.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very high compliment. Yeah. So
now, you didn't explain what makes the crust so good in your pasty. What's the ingredients?
Well, you have to use lard. Of course, you have to use lard. And I have my poor brother that gets heartburnt so bad, but he still has to eat pasties. And we had a relative from Michigan that he would eat so many pasties, he'd be rolling around on the floor. They thought he was having a heart attack, but it was just heartburn from eating too many pasties. His eyes were rolling around in his head. He's on the floor. And it was just that he didn't know when to quit eating pasties. I do that, too.
Well,
I don't roll around on the floor. But
well, that's,
I've been known to take a pasty. If I had a bunch of company and my mother would come over with one pasty for me, I'd go in the bathroom and shut the door and eat it and not tell anybody.
Well, I tell you what, that's a testament. People actually urinate and roll around on the floor as a result of your pasties.
Now, Mona, what's...
It's a weird time here.
But listen, we got to celebrate it. I don't care. Mona, what's the best cocktail to go with a pasty?
Well, I only drink one thing, and I just don't waver because I found it's just the nicest thing for me. I drink Smirnoff orange vodka with orange flavored water. Wow. So the orange flavored water has no calories in it, you see.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting back wherever I can.
For more pasties.
I have something silly here that I think John would appreciate. It's a little quote in my cookbook, and it's why men are happier people.
Okay.
Your last name stays put. The garage is all yours. You can wear a white T-shirt to a water park. You can wear no T-shirt to a water park. Your underwear is $8.95 for a three-pack. Three pairs of shoes are more than enough. Everything on your face stays its original color. The same hairstyle lasts for years, maybe decades. You only have to shave your face and neck, and your belly usually hides your big hips. I kind of figured that was from a bitter woman that wrote that.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. I feel a privilege for sure.
Well, now, you know I'm a hard-hitting journalist. We forgot something essential here. Gravy or no gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, no gravy. That's a sin.
Really?
That's a sin.
Ketchup?
You can use ketchup as okay, yes. Ketchup's okay.
Do you recommend dropping a little piece of butter on it?
Oh, yeah, butter is very good.
Okay. Ooh, Heidi,
I use butter on mine, yes.
No gravy. Always rutabaga, right?
Rutabaga,
yeah. The English use rutabaga. The Finnish people a lot of times will use, carrots. They use carrots sometimes.
Okay.
And that's okay, too.
Hey, Mona, yep. I took a look at your website and your blog, and you give some ideas for, I mean, Thanksgiving's going to be a lot different this year, but it'd be a great time to try out a new recipe. I wonder, what should we try?
Last month on my website is monascookbooks.com, easy to remember, and I put out a blog every month that's silly and has fun pictures, and you never know what I'm going to put on there. But, Stuffin' Muffins is my friend Jeannie Jernson came up with this recipe in this last month's blog. And it's using stovetop dressing and eggs and celery and onions, whatever, and put into muffin tins. It is so good. Hmm. You can freeze it, take it out, just heat it up in the microwave a little bit. And in fact, she's coming over to my house. There's only two of us for Thanksgiving. And we're going to have crab legs and alcohol and stuffing muffins. That's it. We're not wasting time on putting any mashed potatoes or turkey in the oven. No, we don't have time for that.
Crab legs and alcohol. Perfect.
What about something you call a brie cranberry appetizer?
Yes, that's a really good, easy recipe to do. Just go into my website, but it's just using... crescent rolls and putting them into the little muffin tins and a little bit of brie and some cranberry sauce on top.
Say, Mona,
very good.
When you go back in time, what was one of your favorites or a couple of your favorites that your mom made, whether it's a dessert or a meal?
Oh, well, see, my mother was all English. Actually, she's Celtic. But my dad was 100% Finn. And so she had to learn how to make the Finnish food and the thin biscuits. She was a pro at making thin biscuit. I think I brought some over to you one time when I was there a long time ago. Maybe you weren't there, John.
Well,
or maybe somebody forgot to share it with you. But I have the thin biscuit. I started in the bread maker and then take it out and twist it, knot it, and, you know, raise it again in pans and stuff. And that's a sweet with cardamom in it, a Finn biscuit is. Pula. Hula, it's called.
Hmm.
So I have to tell you that with the pandemic, I was going great guns with my cookbooks. And then with the pandemic, it was like everything stopped. There was nowhere to bring my books. Nobody was buying books. And yet on TV, all they talk about is cooking. And now this person, you know, if my last name was Kardashian, I could probably sell 10 million cookbooks.
You could.
But
and
you would
have such a better reality show, too.
I think I was thinking of changing my last name to Smirnoff for a while there. Maybe that would have helped, too, you know.
So people can still get your cookbooks, though? I mean, the holidays are coming.
Oh, yes. For Christmas, I thought for Christmas presents, they can... You can order them online and go to PayPal, pay it by PayPal on my website. Or if you need to call me, you could call me, whatever. All my information's on my website. So make it easy on yourself. They're $25 plus shipping. So it comes to $29.50 for cookbook, and I can ship it to wherever you want me to send it to.
And there's a guarantee you will pee your pants when
yes.
you get it in the mail.
That's right. I mean, after I got the book, the first day I got the book off the press, I hadn't seen it for a while, and I was so excited. I sat down, and I read through the whole thing, and I'm laughing my rear end off. I thought, now this is sick. I'm the one that did this book, and now I'm laughing. I must be missing something here, a few marbles or something, or easily entertained, maybe.
Well, Mona, thank you. It's always a treat to speak with you, and make sure you enjoy the cocktails and crab.
Yeah,
I will, and if I can get over with a couple passes
for you too,
I certainly will. Or some Finn biscuit. You never know.
Oh, Mona, thank you so much. Thanks,
you can
find Mona's cookbooks at monascookbooks.com or call us if you need more information, 800-662-5799. Thanks, Mona.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, both of you.
You too.
Okay. Bye now.